The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Mike Peterson of KMA in Shenandoah and Dale Wagner of the Sac Sun in Sac City. Mike, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Thank you, Senator. First of all, Senator Joni Ernst has sponsored two bills requiring the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to specify flood control as their top priority in river management practices. Has the Corps given any indication that they will, in fact, change their practices as a result of the flooding of 2019?
Only when there's a flood. We always say to them, flooding ought to be your top priority all the time. They say it is our top priority, but they only say it when we have floods. Otherwise, they're balancing six or seven things. I support Senator Ernst's language, as I support bills that the junior senator from Missouri have put in place. We've got to legislate in this area because we thought we had things worked out with the Corps after the 2011 flood, and quite frankly, it's worse now than it was then. Dale.
Senator, Trump administration's recent dealings with Iran appear to be moving towards a military solution. What are your thoughts on where it's headed to? Is military action inevitable there?
No, it's not inevitable. The president doesn't want to use military action if he can get it done other ways or if there isn't a threat to America. Remember, we're responding only to their trying to sink oil transports. They shot down our plane. Thank God there wasn't Americans on it. It was a drone. If there had been American on it, I'll bet you we would have bombed a lot and not cared how many Iranians. But the president used the proper restraint and then today sent a very clear signal he's not going to tolerate any game playing because he put additional sanctions on. Mike Peterson.
Senator, how effective do you think those sanctions will be against Iran, and how would they compare with the treaty that was set with Iran, only for the Trump administration to throw it out?
I think that the sanctions are working to hurt Iran so that they don't have as much money as they want to support terrorism around the world and to be a threat to Israel. I think there's no doubt that they are hurting from the lack of cash, not doing the things that they want to do. And that's the proper way to do it. So I think they're working from that standpoint. From the standpoint of the agreement that the president pulled us out of, it wasn't much an agreement or much of a give on Iranians' part to begin with for Obama, because it just delayed their, if they wanted to stay legal, it just delayed their getting nuclear bombs until 2025. In the meantime, they were violating the agreement by developing intercontinental ballistic missiles. So this is where we are. A rogue nation like Iran that we're trying to do everything to change their behavior except going to war. And war would be a last resort. And then from that standpoint, we need to keep on top of them because of their threat through terrorists around the world. Dale.
Yes, Senator. Last week, you and Senator Klobuchar introduced the Merger Filing Fee Modernization Act. What's that going to mean for the consumer, the Iowa consumer down the road?
Well, it's going to deal with our end goal of having a cheaper product. A cheaper product, and it carries on where I've been doing a lot of things with Senator Klobuchar, because in the Senate you got to do something that's bipartisan or nothing's going to get done with just 53 Republicans and 47 Democrats. So we've had a lot of things that we are doing together to keep drug prices down and things of that nature. And in regard to the bill you're asking me about, it makes fees follow the size of the merger. In other words, if you're going to have mergers, you know, a $100 billion merger ought to pay more than a $100 million merger, basically. And also, it's really to help small business, because it lessens the burdens for small business to merger. Okay, back to Mike.
Senator, getting back to the subject of the flooding, if I may, there's been reports that flood victims are facing delays in federal disaster assistance and information getting to them from the various agencies. From what your office is hearing, how serious of a problem are the delays?
I can't quantify the delays, but for the individual, it's a very, very serious problem. Overall, I don't know how widespread it is. But it's not a whole lot different than any disaster we have. You get all the federal agencies that are connected with helping people from disaster, like USDA, FEMA, small business, HUD, and economic development. Get them all together, kind of have a headquarters for them, and come in, and you ought to be able to get your questions answered. Now, if the people you're quoting have done that, then get a hold of my district offices. In the case of the Missouri River, it would be Donna in my Council Bluffs office. In the case of Davenport, it would be Penny in my Davenport office. That's where most of this disaster has taken place at this point, and we'll try to help them individually. Dale?
Yes, Senator.
This is the last question.
Okay. The 2020 elections, we're getting inundated by presidential candidates. What do you see as the important issues for Iowa Republicans and Iowans in general?
I'm kind of surprised it isn't ethanol, because in most elections during the 80s, 90s, and up to at least John McCain 10 years ago run for president, it was always a big issue. Then, of course, it became a big issue again for Trump, because he very much endorsed ethanol. I'm surprised that it's not a big thing being discussed among Democrats this time, even though the president's still talking about it. I think health care is the big one that everybody's interested in. Now, you may not be interested in it from a Democrat standpoint, but there's a lot of people very concerned about health care, particularly prescription drug prices. But when they're spending their time on reforming the Electoral College and free education, college education for everybody, things of that nature, I don't know whether the things that the average Iowan is interested in is getting discussed.
Thank you, Mike and Dale, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.